Inventory costs. A number of specific costs are associated with inventory. It is important to understand upfront that these costs are interrelated and a decrease in one cost could result in an increase in a different cost. Inventory managers set order amounts and timing to reduce acquisition, carrying, and ordering costs without sacrificing customer service. This process is needed in each part of the supply chain. The retailer and the distributor order more finished goods. The manufacturer orders more components and supplies. The supplier orders its own materials and supplies, and so on. An order schedule can help coordinate these flows. Acquisition costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines acquisition cost as the cost required to obtain one or more units of an item. This is computed as order quantity times unit cost. C. Ordering cost. Acquisition cost is also referred to as product cost or purchase price, landed costs. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition of landed cost, this cost includes the product cost plus the costs of logistics, such as warehousing, transportation, and handling fees, as well as customs and duty fees. C. Laid down cost. Landed costs for purchased inventory are the sum of all direct costs, including the price paid, for example, acquisition cost, transportation to the site, customs, and insurance. Landed costs for internally sourced inventory include direct labor, direct materials, and factory overhead costs. Carrying costs. Carrying cost, also called holding cost, is a percentage of the dollar value of inventory per unit of time, generally 1 year. ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. It is a variable cost that increases as the level of inventory increases. Carrying costs may be as high as 40% of the value of the inventory and are unlikely to be less than 15%. They include all the expenses involved in housing the inventory, such as the following. Storage costs. Storage costs include allocations for rent, operating cost, taxes, material handling costs, lease payments for equipment, depreciation, power costs, and operating costs. These material, labor, and overhead costs for storing and moving inventory are allocated to individual SKUs, stock keeping units, based on their volume, called Q, weight, or density. Large, dense, or difficult to handle goods have higher storage costs. Capital costs. Inventory requires financing, and capital costs refer to the return expected by creditors and investors because the money could be invested elsewhere, called the opportunity cost. Companies acquire financing from debt or equity sources. Debt sources include borrowing arrangements that charge interest and require repayment. Equity sources include money from investors, who get an ownership stake in the organization, plus retained earnings, past profits. The relative proportion or weight of each of these sources is called the weighted average cost of capital, WACC. WACC can be used as a required percentage return on inventory sales that must be exceeded. Risk costs. Risk is related to the sensitivity of the inventory to loss of value, such as its perishability, speed of obsolescence, or likelihood of theft. Risk costs include the cost of insurance, inventory value reductions, and inventory write-offs. Subjective quantifications of risk can be added to inventory, such as a 2% per day decline in inventory value due to obsolescence. In this example, inventory remaining in stock for more than 50 days is considered valueless. Ordering costs. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines ordering cost as follows. The cost an organization incurs each time it places an order. Ordering cost is used in determining order quantities and includes costs related to the administrative work of preparing, releasing, and monitoring orders and paying invoices, the physical handling of goods, receiving and inspection, and setups, as applicable. SIN. Order cost. C. Acquisition cost. Inventory cost. Ordering costs are all those costs that do not vary due to quantities ordered but vary only by the frequency of ordering. Ordering costs include costs incurred when ordering inventory and setup costs resulting from the process of preparing to go into production to fill the order. For purchased materials, ordering costs include all the costs associated with the purchasing process. Use of electronic forms and payment transfers can reduce these ordering costs. Less frequent ordering can also reduce these costs, but at the price of additional inventory holding costs. Setup costs include labor for cleaning machinery and making any necessary adjustments or modifications. This requires shutting down the machines, but it is sometimes possible to reduce the shutdown time by doing some preparation work off the work site while the machines are still processing previous orders. Backorder, lost sale, and lost customer costs. The cost of back orders, lost sales, and lost customers are costs related to customer service. According to the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary definition, a back order, also known as a stockout, is an unfilled customer order or commitment. A back order is an immediate, or past due, demand against an item whose inventory is insufficient to satisfy the demand. C. Stockout. The cost of back orders, lost sales, and lost customers can be difficult to quantify financially, but can be measured using various means such as percentage of orders shipped on schedule, which can help quantify the safety stock investment needed for a particular item at a particular location to keep this risk at acceptable levels. Capacity variance costs. Capacity variance costs are the costs of changing capacity beyond a normal range, including the costs of overtime, additional shifts, layoffs, or plant closings. Capacity variance costs can be minimized by production leveling strategies, producing a consistent amount throughout the year, but this strategy increases inventory holding costs during periods of low demand.